Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. At the time, GE began dredging toxic PCBs it dumped in the Hudson River. Those of us who had fought so hard and long for a clean river had reason to hope. There was a chance advisories against consuming the river's poison fish would be lifted within our lifetimes. That hope has been dashed by the blunders committed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which is overseeing the river's cleanup. Even before GE began dredging, the EPA knew there were dramatically more PCBs beyond those hotspots targeted for removal. At the same time, the agency disregarded warnings and new analysis from other federal agencies about the impact leftover contamination would have on achieving the project's goals. Despite overwhelming evidence proving the need for a more extensive cleanup, the EPA ignored the science. It also refused calls by these agencies, environmental groups, and local communities to demand more dredging of GE. Instead, the EPA allowed GE to shut down its cleanup operations last fall, even before the agency deemed the project complete. As a result, the Hudson's fish will remain unsafe to eat for generations. The EPA's short-sightedness and failure to use the authority it has will also squander opportunities to revive a once vibrant commercial fishing industry and other economic development plans along a 200-mile stretch of the river's shores. Perhaps most distressing, it will keep imperiling the health of anyone who lives along the Hudson. Studies by Dr. David Carpenter, a respected public health physician at the University at Albany, has linked exposure to airborne PCBs to cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hormonal imbalances, learning disabilities, and other maladies. In January, EPA Region 2 Administrator Judith Enck, who approved GE's retreat from the Hudson, suggested New York State assume financial and oversight responsibility for any future work to restore the river. Essentially, she passed the buck. More outrageous, Enck declared the cleanup a success, calling into doubt her agency's resolve to conduct an even-handed, science-based, five-year review of the project as required by law. How can you claim victory before knowing all the facts about the cleanup's effectiveness? With so much at stake, it's no surprise 80 municipalities, 161 state legislators, and many Hudson Valley newspapers, as well as the New York Times, called on GE last summer to remove more contamination. Their calls went unheeded by the company and by EPA. It's time for New York State to join the fray by calling for the EPA to exert its authority and finish the job. You too can lend your voice. Contact Administrator Gina McCarthy at mccarthy.gina@epa.gov. That's mccarthy.gina@epa.gov. Tell her that the economic, environmental, and public health costs of an incomplete cleanup will be enormous. Let her know that until EPA owns up to its own blunders, the future of this American Heritage River and all who live along it will continue to be compromised. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.